Hello, my loves, and welcome back to Bahati Life YouTube channel and Bahati Life podcast. My name is Jessica Alexandria. For meeting for the first time, welcome. And for those of you guys that are old friends and family to me and the YouTube channel, welcome back. You guys, this is easily one of the most positive, most optimistic weeks of the entire year. And I'm not saying that lightly. We have been dealing with a lot of stress and tension in the cosmic skies. There's also been a plethora of planets that have been retrograde. But I will say that this week, for the first time in a long time, the planets that have been creating most of our more intimate dysfunction are now direct. And the planets that are reworking the structures of our life are mostly retrograde, figuring themselves out, but they're going to do what they're going to do. As long as you remain flexible and open with this transformation, these transitions that are happening within your life, you should be faring okay enough this week. So let me just take a little few steps back, you guys. There's been a lot, again, with these personal planets that have been retrograde, but now we have Venus direct, Mercury direct, Mars direct. The moon is in the sign of Aries at the start of the, I have the chart pulled up for the middle of the week, but we have the full moon happening in the sign of Aries. And if you don't know, Aries is actually the sign of the self-starter, the self-advocate. So there's so many planets here personally that are going to infuse and inject optimism into our everyday experiences, especially if you've been someone who has been feeling overlooked by the planets, beat up by the planets. This would be one of the more positive weeks of your year for many. So that's definitely something to look forward to. Now, before I dive in, which I feel like I skimmed over a whole lot just to completely just get super excited about what we can plan for the week ahead, I do want to, again, welcome you guys to the podcast and to the YouTube channel. Please go ahead and give this podcast and this video a thumbs up right from the jump. You guys know that I'm very, very appreciative of your energy pouring back, you know, a little bit into the channel and the time that it is that I'm able to make here for you guys. What I love to do is give you my intuitive predictions, and let me just tell you, there is a lot. Not just my intuitive predictions, but also I want to give you the breakdown of what we can expect this week with these astrological transits and how to help you maximize these transits so that you don't feel like you are being run over by these planets, especially now. So how am I going to break down this podcast? I'm going to go with the flow with this. I'm going to first start off by telling you some of my first intuitive messages. And the reason why I want to start off with intuitive messages, because I don't want to forget them. When I was getting ready during my meditation for this podcast this afternoon, it took me a minute, which felt symbolic all by itself. It felt like there's a lot of movement and activity that is going to start picking up for many of us, or someone specifically, in the near from now into the next few days. I also kept getting this energy of something that was pending, something that you're expecting this week. Mercury's not retrograde, but I feel like it's delayed, as if Mercury retrograde was delayed. It's in your best interest to kind of go with the flow, at least for now, instead of trying to force this along or get disappointed this week when you're not getting the information that it is that you're hoping for or what you were expecting. It feels like someone is putting something off, or you're about to get big news, not this week, but the next week following. So this week actually ends on the 1st of October. So it's the 2nd of October if you're waiting for big news. Or for some of you guys, this is actually going to come through as a surprise. There's going to be a surprise, a major surprise, a life-changing surprise. Something's going to be manifesting, materializing from the start of the cycle of October 2nd. Emphasis on the word cycle. There's something about this word cycle. So I don't know if this is going to be like a lunar return or a solar return for some of you guys, if you'll be celebrating, but it feels like October 2nd is going to be the mark, the ending mark of something that, like, that week starting October 2nd is going to be the ending of a certain season of your life, whether it be like the final season of you being single, the final season of you working for another company, and then somehow launching yourself out and then you're working for yourself. So for some of you guys, it's you're going to be maturing in a great way. there's something here that's going to be very, very significant, and it's going to start this season of October 2nd. And I just really want you to put a pin in that. And the reason why I feel like Spirit is even encouraging you is to give you a lot of time and space this week, starting September 25th until, again, October 1st, to rest up, to get organized, to try to move slow. Even though, I'm telling you, even though these planets, the personal planets, are not aggressively retrograde, or they're not retrograde at this point, but they weren't as aggressively retrograde as they were before, meaning that they were creating all these type of complications that we were feeling in our intimate lives very directly. Many of you guys were questioning your relationships, your marriages, your future, your finances. All of those things were put under a huge magnifying light, and that light was lit up by the sun, and then the sun was burning a hole through the magnifying glass. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? That has literally been many of our lives lately. I think more of you guys can relate to that metaphor than you can. You know what I mean? There's something here that's been really, really stressed that you need to kind of take care of. Or you might feel like you're being really closely observed by something or someone, and you are just so unsure. It generally feels like a threat to you. It feels like a threat to you, or a threat to the relationship, or a threat to your future in some way, shape, or form. So this week, I believe that there's going to be a lift of that energy, the heaviness and this searing energy that you've been feeling when it comes to your relationship, your life, your health, or whatever the case is. It's going to lift off for you this week. Some of you guys are waiting for big news to come in to get the ball rolling so that you can just be out and go. But I'm telling you, this spirit is really telling me that September 25th through October 1st is actually going to be a wonderful season for you to, I don't want to say lay low, but take it day by day, step by step, because once October 2nd happens, it's going to end up being a new season, a new chapter in your life. Something significant is going to happen starting around October 2nd and into that following week. That's going to then be a fresh cycle, a fresh start. Now, for some of you guys, you know exactly what this is. You've been manifesting it. You've been hoping for it. You've been wishing for it, trying to set intentions around it. You have a general idea. I want to tell you that if you've tried a few times, I actually just heard, even as I was talking to you, I kept hearing, if at first you don't succeed, try again. That song by Aaliyah. It's giving that. If at first you don't succeed, you have to dust yourself off and you have to try again. There's something about this season of October 2nd, putting yourself out there, probably because this is now Libra season. Now that I'm thinking about it, we're in Libra season now. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it even further with this whole microscope metaphor that Spirit is giving me, this visual, that makes a lot of sense when we are in Virgo season, because Virgo is actually the time where we're being hypercritical and we're very observant and we're analyzing something. So that actually makes a lot of sense. Now that the sun has entered into the sign of Libra, this is when that energy starts to balance out. So for right now, do your best to kind of enjoy and savor any type of quiet. And I also see that for some of you guys, you're dusting things off. You're literally dusting the energy off and clearing it out and making it in right on time with Libra energy, more aesthetically pleasing. For some of you guys, you're actually getting rid of, I was going to say getting rid of things, but for some of you, that is truly the case, but I feel like you're just separating yourself from a relationship or a partnership, or I don't want to say losing hope on it, but not putting as much energy into, like, where is this going to go? What's going to happen here? It's almost like you loosen up your expectation. And for that reason, that's another thing that's triggering the change to happen October 2nd. So do your best to hyper-focus this energy within yourself. For some of you guys, I'm actually seeing a tremendous effort or emphasis on the past and the effort that was put into the past. This is not exclusively in regard to what you have done and what you are contributing, but also how others have contributed to you. Spirit is, for some of you guys, actually guiding you into Reiki or energy work, healing touch. And I'm also hearing the word remedies. So some of you guys might actually be signing up for new classes during this time, and that's something that you're harmonically aligning with this week and leading into next week, or this is a part of this major change that's happening within your life. For some of you guys, I'm actually seeing that the past is something that you have been trying to cycle through. There's this word about cycles, like you're just trying to cycle through it. And by cycle, I feel like it's been a lot of processing. You could be very blessed in your life right now, in the season in your life, but still there's might be some energies from the past that are kind of lingering. You yourself might find yourself looking back at old photos or even checking on someone from the past, an old connection, an old fling, an old friendship, wondering how they're doing. They might be checking up on you too as well. That's something that's really, really striking here. There's something about the connection between you and the past that you might not necessarily have found settled within your spirit. This is coming up, and this week is going to be another one of those times where spirit is giving you permission, and the astrology charts, the planets are rearranging themselves to give you extra permission to sort through it and come to terms with it and find peace within it. I do get a strong sense of freedom and personal freedom, emphasis on that. Like just really learning how to let this go, to expel this, and to not find yourself trying to go back to those places. Now, I know that for so many of you guys, that's an obvious thing. You're not, you know that if it's a part of the past, it's time to move forward. But I do want to say that it's easier said than done. And even as I'm pulling up the chart now and I'm looking at the North Node is actually sitting in the sign of Aries in the eighth house at the time of me pulling the chart for the full moon. And we will talk about that in further detail, I promise. Oh my goodness, my astrology chart just literally pooped out while I was recording just now. It's so weird. But to me, that's even more significant. What is the time? 6:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I don't know if that's significant, that time, 6:38, 6, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. If the number 17 is significant for you, or even the number 8, either way, honestly, 8 is significant for me because I'm talking about the 8th house, and it's talking about major transition and really trying to, I don't want to say force yourself, but really believe in how the universe is squeezing you into a place of letting go of the past and everything that you've already experienced and things that just, you know, they don't have a future with you. And you know that, you understand that, but it just, you're digesting it, you're trying to process it, and you're trying to make peace and trying to align with your own personal future and knowing that your future is optimistic for you, but still somehow, some way, kind of still not stuck on the past, but still trying to come to terms with it. And that is such a normal human emotion. Believe me, I get it. But I just want to say that this week, the charts are asking you to, for your best interest, you know, start manifesting or setting intention about letting go of past connections. If there's some type of friendship here, something that you tried to make work with Mars sitting in the sign of Libra, this is the effort that is that you've tried to put into this connection to physically, like you might have been chasing this person, or you felt like you should have been pursued, that you should have been looked after. And for whatever reason, there was fickleness, there was insecurity, there was doubt. You might be even second guessing your own self, your own worth. Am I pretty enough? Emphasis on like pretty and aesthetic, or am I, whatever you think, am I not female enough? Am I not man enough? There's these questions, and this is the time for you to really understand and to really lean into. I'm hearing this song in my head, but it's actually a song in Patois, like it's a reggae song. Who let the donk that you're playing? Can you play some more? Can you play some more? Pick it up. Can you play some more? Can, I don't know why that song is coming through my head. That's the song that's coming through, but it's a very optimistic song, and it's about picking yourself up and going and going and having, in all of this, being excited about the future and being excited about the chance to start and to begin again. It is really, I'm maybe even seriously thinking about doing an extended reading for this week, maybe doing a tarot pull for this week, especially when it comes to these messages that I'm already intuitively downloading. If I do have that, I will link it in my podcast in the description. I'll also link it down below in my YouTube channel. I probably will do it, but there's something about honestly letting the past go. I do want to say too that something about the past, it's going to change the way that you view yourself now. And your angels and your guides, at least for right now, if you're listening to this podcast right now, or if you're listening to this YouTube channel right now, they are asking you to start to look at yourself. Some of you guys stop looking at yourself. I don't know what that is about. I don't know what that means for you. There's something about you where you might be avoiding mirrors, avoiding cameras, avoiding seeing yourself, not looking. Spirit really wants you to look into the depths of your soul through your own eyes and see your own beauty. And whatever that looks like for you, first start on a deep level. Really try to look into your soul. And from that, Spirit is trying to cause you to rebloom again and feel more confident within yourself, because there's something here about how the past and relationships, how they have maybe eaten away at your own self-confidence and eaten away at how you see yourself as beautiful or not. If you understand that you're beautiful, you might not be feeling that lately. I also feel like for some of you guys, there's evil eye when it comes to you and aesthetic and beauty. And I don't know if this is jealousy or someone who feels jealous towards you or what you have. And for that reason, something about them having the evil eye on you is almost making you look at yourself in a way that you want to hide or diminish. And your angels and your guides are saying that this is the week for you to break free of that. We do not want that. And they want you to clear out the illusion. They want you to wipe that illusion free from you. And for some of you guys, it's use as in the spiritual community, we think to ourselves, what, like, is it bad for us to think about not the past? Is it bad to think about us from a superficial lens, like your beauty, your aesthetic, and how you take care of yourself? And honestly, sometimes it starts from the outside in, or sometimes taking care of the outside helps you to repair and to rebuild confidence for the inside. And then you learn to not need the external to support. It won't be your crutch anymore. So everyone, this is going to be different. If there's certain aesthetics or certain things that you've been doing lately, I see you actually almost ripping them off or ripping them out, or just being like, I'm booking that appointment. This is going to be a quick move. Also, I'm seeing this for the square that's actually happening between Venus and Uranus this week, the transit between the 30th. Uranus is currently retrograde right now. So some of you guys are redefining what makes you feel beautiful and your values and even how you spend that money. Some of you guys might say, I'm not spending enough on myself and my aesthetic and self-care and self-soothing. And some of you guys are like, why am I spending all of this? Why am I investing in all of this when I don't need that? I could just slick some coconut oil on my skin, put some essential oils on my skin or some perfumes on my skin, braid my hair up, and I'm literally a goddess, a golden goddess. And you don't need all this external stuff. Everyone's going to be different. But I will say that on the 30th, Venus squaring off with Uranus, we'll talk about this a little bit later on within our podcast, is going to be a breaking point this week around the 30th again, where you decide, I don't see this for me. I don't want this for me. I do want to say that for some of you guys, yeah, I'm seeing a lack of tenderness and kindness and compassion to yourself. I don't know why, again, I'm seeing with skincare, if you're scrubbing your skin or if you're scrubbing your hair when you're shampooing or buffing, overdoing something, like it's too abrasive, let's ease up on, or if you're taking a lot of salt baths, even though you're doing it for relaxation, so much salt is good for the body, don't get me wrong, it's very good energetically and it's also good physically and even mentally and emotionally. But salt, anything in too much, salt including, we need moderation. We need to look out for that so that we're not stripping any type of nourishment from ourselves. What else is it here that it is I've been seeing that I have my notes here? Okay, a big key that's going to be very beneficial to the majority, the collective, is something that I'm seeing in, like I said, actually now I'm saying this, it's funny because I said that there is going to be, this is the week of kindness and softness and things kind of evening out and even gaining some clarity. You'd be surprised who you're going to hear from this week especially when it comes to old relationships and connections, the pressure of not having you or the pressure of what someone is sorting through within themselves. Why did I do that to her? Why did I treat her that way? Why, you know, it just seems like there's some form of clarity and transparency and apology or softness that you feel radiating off of another person towards your way. I think if this is someone that you normally just don't expect them to be kind and nice to you, that there's always this high expectation, especially if you're always the bigger person and you're expected in this situation to be the bigger person, you're just like, you know what, this is the time where I say no. You are going to find a level of softness from this person that I don't think that you were expecting. That's something that you've been asking for quite some time. You might even see someone being forced to take accountability for their own actions, especially if you've been encouraging them to heal themselves, to look after themselves. They haven't done that. And as a result, you have pulled away, disconnected, because you decided, I'm not tolerating this anymore. I don't want relationships like this in my life. This is hyper showing up within the charts. Absolutely. Absolutely showing up within the charts. It's very, very good. Very, very beneficial. For some of you guys, this person or this thing is coming to terms with themselves. There's been like a judgment call, or they might even be haunted by dreams or nightmares of you, of not having you within their life. Certain things that just are really not sitting well within their spirit that's causing them to wake up and to come to life and to come to terms with how they've been treating you. And honestly, this could stem really deep into the past. As I'm saying that, this is a really creepy vision that I'm getting, but I'm seeing someone braiding hair. And braiding hair, the hair is very, very long. And I don't want to go into the significance of hair for me personally when it comes to my visions, but it can be positive and it can be very distressing for me to see hair in my visions. And I will say that in this circumstance, it feels like this history that you have with this person, it goes very, very deep. So I don't know if this is like a childhood friend or someone that you really, really trusted and you completely let your walls down. It could also be a family member, someone that you've allowed to like play in your hair. And I know that's for some of you guys, you will be like, why people play in my hair all the time? The hair and the crown is something that needs to be protected at all times. And you can do a lot of black magic and juju with someone's hair. And especially with the crown, if they're messing with the crown, you just don't, that's just something that needs to be protected. So someone this relationship, this history that needs help and needs healing, or this could be someone who is a practitioner, someone who does healing touch, and they're going through their own journey and kind of stuck within their own progress, and they were stunted within their own progress. You might have been stunted within your own progress and your own spiritual journey, and there's been a blockage here. There's been a separation. There's been disconnection. You may not have been taking really good, kindness over yourself. That's something that is going to be set right this time, and is going to cause an awakening within you. For some of you guys, I do want to say too that when it comes to businesses, I'm actually seeing that for some of you guys, Christmas time, I mean, this is so obvious, but Christmas time is about to be very busy for you. This is something to look forward to and to prepare for big time. Are you ready? I'm also seeing that when it comes to healing the past, I know it's fall time and this is like so obvious again, but I can't stress enough that pumpkin patches, pumpkins, pumpkin magic, is gourds, squash, those types of things. It's funny too, because I used a base from Trader Joe's. There was this butternut squash pumpkin soup that I picked up in this mason jar when my friends Bianca told me about it. And I put it on the stove. I cut up some red peppers, some green peppers, some onions, some garlic. I put a stick of rosemary in there and I slow cooked it on the stove. Oh my God, my mouth is watering just talking about it right now, girl. Ooh, so good. Oh, I'm so good at cooking sometimes. Like, I have to give it to myself. Every time everyone eats, they're like, Jess, that was so good. But like, I feel like healthy. Like, I feel like life came to me. And it's because I literally put my soul, and like, obviously, you know, if I do that with my magic and my oils and my candles, like, of course I do it with my food. But it's so nice when people, like, walk away and they're not, like, sluggish and weird after I eat. They actually have energy after they eat my food. And now I'm thinking about it, I'm just like, yo. Ugh. But this, honestly, I started off with this base of this butternut squash pumpkin soup. Definitely check it out if you want. It's like a mix of, like, to me it kind of gave, and you guys did not come here for this, but you're about to get it. To me it's kind of giving, like, a tomato bisque with butternut and pumpkin energy, like contributing flavors to it. That's just really, really lovely and delightful. So if you can go to your local Trader Joe's, they also had, okay, this is BFF Jess, not Spiritual Jess. You guys can, now at this point, you're seeing that there's definitely a difference between when I'm channeling, when I'm pulling charts, and when I'm just chopping it up with you. And right now, we're at the kitchen table and we're chopping it up. So they also had, at Trader Joe's, they had this pumpkin brioche roll that I was just like, I want to get this so bad, like I do. But my boyfriend and I are on this, like, we're trying to cut back on our carbs. It just makes me sad. I love carbs, but it's time. And that's actually leading me to my next point. This full moon, guys, it's about doing what's right for you. And this, for me, is highlighting, at least from where I stand from looking at the charts, but you guys, because I did pull this chart for myself. However, whenever I pull an astrology chart for myself, I will see what, for myself or even for my clients, I'll see what will be manifesting. I'll see what I want to manifest and take inspiration, of course. But I always like to take a step back and allow the universe and allow the planets to do what they're going to do and also surprise me a little bit, because at the end of the day, we don't know the divine's plan. And in my personal belief, I feel like the divine, when we came here on Earth, we came here with perfect timing. And with that, we were giving a map, a chart of our astrology charts, our natal charts, and that's the tool that helps us navigate through the waters of our life. So with that, of course, I can kind of see main themes as far as when something is most likely going to happen. But on top of that, my mouth is watering as I'm still thinking about this, like, pumpkin brioche. Fine, I'm going to get this pumpkin bread. And you know what I'm going to do? This is what you should do. You should get a pan, turn the oven up to medium setting. You should sprinkle or spray some coconut oil on the pan, cut it in little chunks, and then let it sizzle and crisp on each side. So cut the pumpkin brioche into little slivers and just let it cook and get crispy on each side. And then maybe sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese or some sea salt. Oh my gosh. Or make yourself a little whipped herb butter with that butternut squash, that pumpkin squash. Oh my God. Thank me later. This video and this podcast is not sponsored by Trader Joe's, but it should be. And you know another thing that I've been so obsessed with lately? Lemonade. I was going to say pumpkin, but it's because I'm thinking about, I went pumpkin picking and they had lemonade there and they said it was fresh squeezed. I was like, this is not fresh squeezed lemonade. Stop lying. Don't lie. Why lie? Anyway, I went off track. Okay. So the Aries new moon, I see big time emphasis on, I almost want to say instigate, but it's not, it's initiating positive changes. I mean this. And I know that for some of you guys, you're like, well, duh, Jess, of course I'm trying to initiate and bring in positive changes in my life. But sometimes if you're stuck on the past, what you're asking for does not relate to, and you know this because you feel it intuitively within your spirit, but you keep asking the universe for it because you need closure or you need to learn through the lesson and live through the lesson. I get it. So I'm not here. BFF Jess is not here to judge you, but Spiritual Jess tells you that even still, let's try to open our minds, open our energy, and be receptive to something far better to our own journey. So there's some things that you not doing them is etching away at your own energy, your own vibe, your own positivity, your relationships, your friendships, your overall happiness and well-being. there's some things that if you continue to interact with them or entangle yourself within them, it will feel good because you have the validation, but it's taking away from you the feeling of discomfort that would push you to find other outside things that are going to contribute to great joy within your life. For example, let's say this Aries full moon, you're asking for a masculine type of energy to come through and to whisk you off your feet and sweep you off into the sunset, because wow, that would be very Aries of it. It's like the masculine energy that's the hero of your life. When ultimately, what if you use this Aries new moon or this Aries full moon to manifest or to be open to making the right changes, finding the right classes, or signing up for certain things, or branching out into certain groups, creating certain groups, building, you know, a little extra, going the extra distance when it comes to your social media presence, whatever it is, going, revisiting your financial portfolio, re-envisioning your game plan, doing the aesthetic things that it is that are going to be feeling so good for you, making, literally showing up for that gym appointment. But literally these things would actually contribute to your overall greatness, your health, your mind, your soul, your spirit, greatness and happiness. It'll make you creative. It will make you artistic. It will make you expressive. It will make you abundant. It will have you crossing paths with amazing social connections that you meet along your life. It'll make you feel good about yourself. But if you're, that's if you took those steps at the time of the full moon, and you never realize how dealing with these tiny nuances of people and energies that don't match with yours, how much they take from you. You never realize it because you would never know the blessings that are ahead of you and what this full moon would be bringing into your life. Now, let me dive into the energies of full moons. Full moons always amplify the energy that is already currently lingering. It takes those, what has already been building, it brings it to a culmination, a peak, and throws it, shoves it into your face. This is going to emphasize the disconnection between you and what you've been trying to align with and harmonize with, or it can emphasize you and how much you are ready to give into yourself and where that path is going to take you. It's going to feel, I'm not kidding, like I said in the very beginning of this podcast and video, it's going to feel like a fresh start. Aries energy too wants you to self-identify. This is who I am. This is my path and how I'm going to express myself. I don't want to hide behind a big hoodie. I don't want to hide behind my partner. I don't want to hide behind my phone. I want to get out there and focus on my own individuality, and I want to express my very unique, intuitively stunning, specific needs. And I say intuitively stunning because it's going to be amazing how I believe the universe, your angels, and your guides is going to reveal to you different aspects within yourself to incorporate to this ultimate dream that is that you're going to be living, that you're making of your life right now. With that, this is where you're going to say at the time of the full moon. This is going to happen on the 29th, by the way. I believe it's 5:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning. This is what you need to be chasing, what you need to be pursuing, what you need to be taking seriously. Anything else feels like self-sabotage because this is now you leaning less into the Aries energy of the full moon and more back into the Libra energy. And looking, and Libra sometimes over relies on partnerships. Now, and normally this isn't a bad thing. Normally this isn't something that is toxic with a full moon. So keep that in mind. Remember, when I'm looking at these transits, I'm not looking at just the one transit. I'm looking at the entirety, the like all of what's going on. What's also happening here is the North Node just happens to be falling in the sign of Aries, and directly opposite of that, opposing that, the South Node is falling in the sign of Libra, and Mars is sitting directly on top of that South Node sitting in the sign of Libra. And Mars naturally rules Aries, the sign that this new moon is falling within. And there's so much energy here that says, enough is enough. It's time for you to let go, and it's time for you to move forward. And don't hold on to the ways that things were to the point where it's etching away at how you are going to be carving and molding yourself, who and what you're carving and molding yourself into now into the near future. So for this, it will require a lot of courage, a lot of confidence, and it will instigate, or I keep wanting to say instigate, initiate a very new and beautiful beginning. Absolutely. So I'm pretty sure that I covered everything. I do think I want to go back to the connection of the past, because I do see someone, something here, kind of lingering here, and it does make me feel a bit bothered to see it still present here right now. I'm going to look into, in the extended reading, I'll link it down below. You'll find it on my website, BahatiLife.com. I've been doing those a lot. Well, not a lot lately. I did them one time. For those of you guys that had any issues with the second pile with that pick a card reading, it was resolved. If you haven't received that reading yet, feel free to email me. But for most of you guys, you received the uploaded version. Let me tell you, last thing I'll say, I promise, because it's long-winded. I can't believe this podcast is as long as it is, but you guys know that is actually kind of my vibe. I'm always a little bit long-winded here. Let me tell you, when I did this, when I did the extended messages, and this is so crazy. If you were just like, okay, I'm gonna click out, don't listen to this. I promise you it's gonna be wild. So when I was doing the extended readings, it was inspired by a friend, Tasha. Tasha, dreams to reality, you know who you are. Thank you so much for your friendship and for inspiring that positive change within my life. No regrets there. You already know because I already told you, and I'll continue to tell you again and again. Okay, but so when I did that, you guys know when I do a reading, I go in depth and I overgive, like I overextend myself. So with that, the file was so large that when I was uploading it to the website and even saving it, there was a glitch that would stop me from actually uploading the full of it. So long story short, it was such a headache, so annoying. And it sucks when you're trying to give your best and then something like that creates this like little snafu and people are like, what the? And I'm just like, I know, I get it. I promise you, this is me trying. Like, I'm not trying to disappoint you. I swear. Like, that's literally me in my office. What the planets? Like, really? That's just me going back and forth. But that night, I went to bed and I was like, listen, angels and guides, like, you know I'm trying to do something new. You know I don't even like changing things up. Like, I don't. What happened? Like, help me with this. And then while I was sleeping, one of my guides came through and showed me what I did wrong and fixed the solution, like showed me the solution on my website in my dream. Then I woke up the next morning. My boyfriend was by my side, and lately he's been waking up before me, but it's because I've been like celebrating my solar return and just like all this extra stuff going on in my life. It's been awesome, but he's been waking up before me. So he was in my face before I even opened up my eyes, and he's just being so cute and affectionate per usual. And he's like, what were you dreaming about? Like, what were you dreaming about? And I was still groggy because I just woke up, and I was just like, well, my guides were kind of showing me, they were kind of showing me a solution to the problem that it was that I had to the thing. He's like, what? He's like, what do you mean they were showing you? I was like, yeah. He was like, well, what were you doing wrong? So I explained it to him, and he's like, oh, snap. He's like, that makes a lot of sense. But it was just so interesting how if you need to ask for help, like go to your angels and your guides, go to the divine and ask for the help that is that you need, even in the small things. And that's one of the little tidbits I'll leave with you, that if you are actively working on developing communication with your ancestors, your angels and your guides and the divine, there will, in all of this, a solution will find its way. Whether it be in your dreams, whether it be through your meditation, just try to prioritize that relationship time and make it just as important as any other relationships that you have within your life, if not more important. So having said that, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and head out. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm going to kind of dive into this past connection. I'm going to put it in an extended reading. The links will be down below. I'm going to follow the advice of my angels and my guides. However, they did tell me that if I am not clearing out my space on my laptop, it's going to create more problems and I'll find myself dealing with the same thing again, So hopefully that won't be the issue. However, if it does become an issue, I promise you, we'll send the links out. And we also have plan B and C if plan A doesn't work. But fingers crossed, plan A doesn't work and plan B still is a good plan. We'll just see what happens there. When it comes to that, the extended reading for Healing from the Past will be down in the links. And until then, you guys, thank you so much. I mean it. Thank you so much for allowing me to pull charts for you, for allowing me to help you to navigate through these cosmic waters. I do hope that you are well. I do want to invite you, if you haven't already, to give this video a thumbs up or leave a review for the podcast or subscribe to the YouTube channel or both. Check out the podcast if you're on YouTube and check out YouTube if you're on the podcast. Thank you guys so much again for your companionship. It does mean the world to me, and I will see you in my next video or my next podcast episode. I'll talk to you later. Bye.